The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 10, Episode 4 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, play some trivia, and I will share my honor roll winners from the past 2 weeks. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Spent the week in Fort Worth, Texas, watching armadillos race by people blowing on their butts. His first live rodeo, more exciting than you think, and meeting his friend who recently moved to that area from LA. Shine is here.
Yes, sir. That is how you get an armadillo to move, apparently, blowing on its butthole. And that was quite the thing to see. I'm introducing myself, J-Cat. That's what's going on.
Blowing on buttholes?
Yes. Literally.
Whoa.
Is it a video?
I did. I sent it to you guys. Did I?
I know. We saw it.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, did they really just like get on their knees and blow on their butthole? Sure enough, they did. Sure enough, they did. That's what you do in Texas, apparently, for fun. Blow on armadillos' buttholes.
Did you win?
I did not do that, and I want that to be known to be a fact. That was a trick question, and I'm not falling for it.
Sorry, I should have said, did your armadillo win?
I did want to send a video to Dilts every time and say which one you got, like left or right, and see if he'd like put like $5 on it. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah. This guy only has one thing to say. He is now the owner of his own copy of The Missing Chumps. Birdo is here.
It's quite the story. Any listener of this podcast knows that ever since our childhood books draft, which evolved into the loser having to do a book report on a Hardy Boys book, and Shine then making a book review and having to go back and make a book report, and then the subsequent hunt for all of us, side mission to find the missing chums in the wild. Not allowed to buy it. So on Saturday, our school had a big event. And outside the school was a free book giveaway. And I'm walking in the front door, which I would not normally walk in. But since it was the weekend, my badge doesn't work on the side door. So like everything was falling into place. I'm walking by the free book table. Books everywhere. I just take a glance. That Hardy Boys blue catches my eye. I see two books. No dice. 3 seconds later, I just scan the table and it's sitting there like a beacon coming from the sky, just shining down. Oh! The missing chums in mint condition. I don't think the spine has ever been cracked on this book. Smells like a 1987 library. The most perfect condition mint missing chums you can find. I am the proud owner of it, and it will be displayed properly in my office.
No
This is
longer
mine.
missing the found chums.
Well,
Well,
there's still three
Jason.
chums missing.
No, I'm
No.
saying for Bobby. Yeah.
Just me and
True.
you, bro. Me and you are the only one to have them.
And Shine.
He got rid of it.
Oh, man,
He
he's got to
donated
come up
it.
with it. Then we have 2 out of 6.
Yeah.
2 out of 6.
33% of this podcast owns the missing chums, and they both have the last name Croce.
I'll tell you
Neither
why the
were
spine has
purchased.
never been broken.
Because
Because no one's
you
reading
haven't
that
had your hands on it
unless they
yet.
lose a bet.
Shine.
What?
I'm getting new tires tomorrow, and I went, I got an hour to kill. Do I dare? I went, I'm gonna do it just to see like what all the fuss is about. They're like, no, I can't do that. I can't do it. Maybe I'll surprise you. I don't know.
You'll make it 7 pages and be like, I can't. It's awful.
You guys have no taste.
You're out of touch,
So,
JK. You're out of touch, JK.
I'm out of time.
Whoa, foreshadowing.
Saw Thunderbolts. Spring has finally arrived in Wisconsin. 70s all week, so he dusted off the golf clubs and mowed the lawn. Catman is here.
Had a nice little weekend, you know. Mowed the lawn, did some edging, bought a brand new edger, you know, just exciting things. Went to the driving range for the first time in a year. Tell you what, hit him good, hit him straight, hit him long. I was like proud of myself. The guy in the other that was hitting next to me was not having a good Sunday. So that made me feel even better about my swing. So yeah, ready to draft.
The reason cats are so pissy is that they are God's perfect killing machine, but they only weigh 10 pounds, so we keep picking them up and kissing them on their heads. J-Cat is here.
More perfect explanation of why they are the way they are cannot be found. What's up, everybody? Ready to get rocking tonight. Was going to see the Phillies yesterday, and the game got canceled, not canceled, but postponed due to the rain. Couldn't go today because, work and stuff. So, but it's all right. We went to this cool cafe in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, and had some good beer and some good food, and then came home. So,
Where
but.
did you go? That's a big summer swim event at Swarthmore.
320 Market.
Oh, was it right there, like near the college?
Yes, very close. I
Oh,
highly recommend it.
right
The
around the corner.
draft list is fantastic.
I
Food is unreal. Great, like to go beer sec selection. It was amazing.
I'm pretty sure we've been there. That sounds familiar. It's not the biggest town either, so.
Not at all.
But I did want to ask you, J-Cat, when's the last time someone's picked you up and kissed you on your forehead?
Been a really long time. You just imagine how awesome that would be. Just somebody, hey, pick you up, kiss you, put you down, give you a treat. It's not all bad.
Talk to Amy
Give
for you.
you a treat. And I'm your host, Eric. Lots of end of the year testing for my students, NBA playoffs in full swing with upsets galore, and still deep into Little League and travel baseball season. Please help promote us by getting some Lights to Draft merchandise on teepublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a TeePublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Lifestyle Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Rom-Coms draft. In sixth place, Emily P. said, Blended is one of my favorite movies. And Peeps said, Knocked Up just sneaks by 40-year-old virgin for the win. Knocked Up is an underrated jerky movie, one of the few where I've been in tears. Bomar's team, accidentally in love, sixth place, 8.6% of the votes.
He's
He's
not
got
even
4 feet
here.
looking.
Good
That's why he
episode
didn't.
for him to
That's why he didn't
miss.
show up.
He did not know his standing, and he will not know until he listens. So we'll make sure that he listens to see. I'm sure he'll be salty. In fifth place, Steve F said, As you wish. And Egg Shen said, I'm sorry, but The Princess Bride is, in my opinion, the best rom-com. Catman's team, Life's a Draft and Chill, 11.1% of the votes, fifth place.
Should have went Wedding Crashers.
I mean, it's one of the few times that I will say that I think your team deserves better than fifth place. You probably had the most rom-com-y of the rom-coms total. So I kind of agree with your team. But the voters did not feel that way. I think we're all waiting for one thing.
Oh, not last.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm used to picking quality and just not, you know. So that's a trend around here. So
quality. And fourth place, Sandy F said, "Gotta love, there's something about Mary." And Sir Dilts of Fire said, "I wanted to vote for 40-year-old virgin, but you about voters for voting for one thing. This team had two things I liked. Something about Mary was so funny when I first saw it. The hair gel gag was so funny when I first saw it. Groundhog Day is a top tier classic. Did not see any of the other movies in that group though. Heard Juno was funny." My team, I got you, babe. 13.6% of the votes. Fourth place, just missed the podium. Eh, it is what it is. When you got the last pick, sometimes it doesn't help you. And tough draft, tough draft. In third place, with one comment, Pete S. said, "Wedding Crashers." Birdo's team, no excuses, play like a champion. 17.3% of the votes. Third place.
They weren't the most rom-commy of the movies.
You have piqued my interest at this point.
But the fact that Shine is above me baffles me. I don't get it.
Oh, just wait. There's a 50-50 shot right now that I'm above everybody in a movie draft.
First pick, you never know.
Oh, look at Rob. He is so mad right now. I hope I'm in first.
I'm not mad. It's just dumb.
Dumb. Like, I don't like it.
But it's par for the course. So it is, I mean,
unbelievable. I will tell you right before we hit. Sorry, I'm gonna cut this off. The same person who reached out to me about our meets draft reached back out to me literally today, I think it was, and said, "I can't believe that your team and JCAT's team got fifth and sixth place in the meets draft. What are people thinking?"
Welcome to
I'll
our
I'll
world,
let Eric
man.
Finish.
Eggs. But eggs beat most of us in the meets draft. So. And in second place, Allie C. said, "Sweet Home Alabama is a Southern masterpiece. The proposal is so underrated." And Keith W. said, "Jennifer Love Hewitt walking into the house party is seared into my brain. Seth Green's performance may or may not be based on my high school years. A draft that starts with 10 things and ends with Coming to America is a lock." JCAT's team, VHS and Vibe, 23.5% of the votes. Made a run for first place, but I think he missed it by one vote. Second place. Ooh,
damn. I like my lineup, man. I like my lineup. So it's a good showing, but
I voted for JCAT.
Gotta win.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you put as your name?
C-Man, like always.
C-Man, baby.
I did see that. I thought it was Bobby Spring C-Town.
I voted
like, in my mind. I didn't think I was like.
I said Deep South Glass for the win.
Oh, you did.
Sweet Home Alabama.
True.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch Sweet Home Alabama. It
banger.
It would have been top five for me, but it was taken. But
it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of love for that. I Jake had a solid team too.
Yeah, he did.
I don't disagree with the results, other than maybe first place. But Mr. complained the last 2 weeks. "So and so, American Pie should have been a rom com." The whole time, which is insane for one thing. It even put it on the voting thing. "American Pie is more of a rom com than Garden State is a comedy." Like, so he had to just throw in another dig. But in first place, Corbin B. said, "I have to say, man card revoked from the whole lot of you. I've watched like six of these titles because they're more comedy than romance, but wow, I have no clue what most of them are. And you know what? I bet Blanchine had watched every last one of these movies. Cool fact, when you typed Blanchines, iPhones autocorrected to bluntless. Didn't even know that was a word. Shine's team, Memory Lane Misfits, 25.9% of the votes. First place.
So I wrote an acceptance speech just in case this happened. But first, before I get there, I need to let our friend Corbin Bean know that he totally set me up for failure this past Saturday as I started my rec soccer coaching career. Took out both of his, he was not there, neither were either of his girls. We were down multiple kiddos, and he knew what I was getting myself into, but I did not. And for that, there will be payback. Now, for the first place, just want to say, wow, I just didn't expect this. I mean, I knew I had impeccable taste in romantic comedies, but to have it validated like this by my peers, my competitors, my fellow hopeless romantics and chronic rewatchers, it's almost too much.
I want to know, one, when was that written? Two, was it ChatGPT? Three, when was that written? Because you found out like a minute ago.
First question, when was it written? About 37 seconds ago. Two, yes, it was ChatGPT. And three, there's no need to.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Ever use your own personal thoughts too hard ever again. Thanks.
Own brain.
Not wrong.
You don't need to use your own brain anymore, Blanchon.
No, never.
America.
Can you please take the goatee filter off? I can't look at you. Like
you look like a wee, like an avatar. Like
he's kind of like a Saudi Arabian, but
I
like
it.
Like your head, your head's like a perfect oval right now. Like it balances it out. I don't know why what it does.
Kinda, but. I might just grow
very
it.
Very slimming to your dome.
I like it. I kind of like it.
I'm missing a Harley, I feel like, right now.
All right, boys, here's what we should have drafted. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Hitch, When Harry Met Sally, Singing in the Rain, 27 Dresses, So I Married an Axe Murderer, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, P.S. I Love You, Notting Hill, Made in America, Say Anything, You Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, A Knight's Tale, Need More Representation for the Brothers, Brown Sugar, Boomerang, Think Like a Man. Then there's John's like Crazy Stupid Love and Crazy Rich Asians, and Ryan Reynolds in Daddy Mode, Indefinitely Maybe. Life is Beautiful. If you haven't seen this movie, please make it a point to do so. Couples Retreat, Down to You, Serendipity, Chasing Amy, Anyone But You, Maid of Honor, She's the Man, No Reservations, My Best Friend's Wedding, Something's Gotta Give, The American President, Splash, Way Too Old for You, Youngins. What Women Want, Set It Up, Holiday in the Wild, It's Complicated, Someone Like You, Shakespeare in Love, As Good as It Gets, Forget Paris, Ever After, Saving Silverman, Mannequin, and Die Hard, Rambo, Jaws, Expendables, John Wick, Man Style Romance, Hashtag America. Those were the things that we should have drafted in the rom-coms draft.
Can hear American Pie. I thought that was a suggestion by somebody.
No, but I will tell you, it sounded like I said the same title about 14 different times, and I did not. They're just every title is like almost the same. It's pretty wild. I had to like double check myself a bunch. I'm like, did I already say that one or not? Anything else before we wrap up the draft and get to our new topic?
I believe this is going to be the start of a streak for me. I'm feeling it. We're going to turn this into just forward momentum from here on out. The voters are done with giving me the cold shoulder, and I've gotten them on my side. So let's go.
All right, if you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best things that fly. Animals, machines, fictional, real. We're going to go all over the place. I'm thinking it's going to skew a little more real, not as many fictional things, but never know how it's going to roll. And we're going to see, and we're going to start with Catman. So Bomar is not here, so only five of us. Make this thing quick. 25 picks. Catman, starting with you. What is the first pick in the best things that fly draft? Is he going to go practical? Is he going to go cool? Is he going to go beautiful? Majestic.
You are beautiful.
I think it's a tough first pick.
It is.
Have I stated before how much I hate having the first pick and how it does nothing for me?
You have
Clearly.
the dog water fifth round pick if you want.
Yeah, but. This it's a little different today because there's only five drafters, so it'll be a little quicker now.
Man.
We got picks on the draft. We got picks on our voting page now, so get some cool pictures to help entice your team.
People really like the pictures.
All right, I'm gonna
Yeah.
swerve. All right.
Should do.
My God, that's horrible. Whoa.
I'm going. Man. All right, you know what? I don't care. He's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive,
Knew
able to
it.
leap tall buildings in a single bound. Superman.
Superman.
I guess some of that recency bias, recency street cred, Superman. Wow.
Call him Superman.
Anyone know the previous draft that Superman was also picked in?
Yeah, unpopular opinions draft. Your pick. The third or fourth round.
I detest Superman.
Along with jeans,
Foosball
ponies,
fantasy football.
foosball. I forgot
All
all
my
about
other picks, I
who
feel like
hates foosball?
might come back
Foosball
to
is
me.
terrible.
So there's only one that might go before it comes back to me, but I think it was a toss-up between the two, between
Strategic.
Superman and what I was gonna take. Yeah, man, he's the superhero. When you're young, you put on a cape. Who are you pretending to be? Pretending to be Superman.
Absolutely.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
So before I draft, I just want to clarify, are we drafting things that glide? Did we say that's acceptable?
You
I'm not going
just
to
pick
just
it,
pick. And we'll
yeah.
vote.
You pick it,
Okay.
what if,
Okay.
and
All right. Because I'm not trying to jump there yet. I was just curious. So.
because, like, the other day at breakfast, Autumn was like, "What's this draft about?" And I told her, and she threw like two things out at me, and I was instantly like mad. I was like, "You're not wrong, but no." And then I was like, "Someone would pick that." Like, I won't say it till the end, but
All right.
she was like, "Well, are they self-propelled or are they things that go through the air?" And I was like, "Autumn, it's breakfast.
I was thinking
I can't deal with this."
self-propelled
Like,
mostly, like
it's like.
then I'm seeing like all these animals that like glide. I'm like, well, we'll see.
I love that
Breakfast.
she takes an interest, you get her input,
Yeah.
but zero comments. Just a single vote for Rob, and then no
Yeah,
comments typed
exactly.
in. Well, I have to remind
I'm
her, I'm like, "Did you vote?" And she's like, "Oh, no." So, anyway.
Katie
All
gets
right.
draft night, and then she goes, "Ooh, I think I forgot to vote."
My pick. All right. I was waffling between two. I think one of them is going to be picked before time I come by the time it gets back to me. But I'm going to go with I was watching The Americas yesterday, narrated by Tom Hanks. And it was all about like Mexico. And this beautiful creature, it migrates from Canada to Mexico.
You
Once a
nerd. I know
year,
what you're doing.
and they are just beautiful, majestic creatures. There's so many different ones. There was like millions of them that migrated to Mexico for the warm temperatures.
Yeah.
They fall on the ground and then it gets cold and then they die. But I'm going butterflies. I'm drafting butterflies with the second pick in the Things That Fly draft.
Shout out Cocoon
Taking all of
Brewery.
them?
Taking
Yes.
butterflies.
All right. The
Yeah,
whole
taking that off the list.
thing.
Yeah, I didn't think it. I think
You
it's
described the monarch.
classified. I did, but that's what that was about. But I don't necessarily want the monarch. I just butterflies
Okay.
in general
I
are
mean, who know?
it's
Honestly,
the coolest butterfly there is.
do you know? Can you name another one? Another type?
Sure can't. I know of some. I
The
just can't
mimic
think of it.
butterfly, because it looks like a moth or something.
True, 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 true.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a giant moth that's
Maybe
pretty
that's
cool.
it.
Mothra.
That if I were to see that ever again in real life, I'd run just like I did the first time.
There's a
That clip was
swallowtail
crazy.
one. There was
Yeah.
like, and then like the drama of the one that like fell to the ground and was all
Yeah.
like, oh,
I know, because the ground was cold, so it like
frozen.
died. Yeah. I was like, how do they hang on when they're sleeping? Like they're hibernating for months, for 4 months or something. But
That
yeah.
grip.
So you
Grip
have
and
more
grip.
butterflies.
Butterflies are awesome.
Birdo, third pick.
Okay.
Superman and butterflies. That leaves a lot
Off to
open
a
for me.
start.
So I am torn between superheroes, animals, but I have this on my list in a separate category. Like this would be the most amazing thing if it were real. The problem is you need 1.21 gigawatts of power, and you need the hit speeds of 88 miles per hour. Don't act like it don't fly, because where we're going, we don't need roads. That baby gets off the ground and starts cruising. Give me the DMC DeLorean from Back to the Future, because we out of time.
Back to the Future
AMC.
2.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I thought about that today, the DeLorean. I was like, man, it
Not
was
on my
like
list.
Yeah, it's
when I
on
was
my
driving
list.
around, it like crept back up. I was thinking, I was like, is there anything I forgot? And I was like, dang, the DeLorean. But
I mean, a time machine? Let's go. I know exactly what time I'm going back to. No doubt. I know the day and the year. Let's go. Everything could have changed. If Coach put me in, we win states for sure. I know it. Got the crystals?
Mr. Fusion. All right, need that
what's wrong,
plutonium,
Doc?
bro.
What, we turn into a couple or something? Like,
This movie rules.
we blowing on them to make it race? I'm forever.
That was an unreal line.
Oh.
All right, J-Cat. He's contemplating that next pick. Wait till he listens to this episode. He'll hear it.
Oh, no, we're just gonna go ahead and kick this off with my favorite of the apex predators of the flying variety, the great horned owl. Let's do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. We knew it was coming.
They're cool,
They
man.
are they're freaking awesome, dude.
We went to
Speaking
like,
of. Oh, go ahead. Go, Brian.
no, there's like a wildlife preserve like 10 minutes from us that like we randomly went to like last weekend, and then
We didn't.
it's like a bird sanctuary. Had no idea. And they had two great horned owls that they're like protect because they're injured, so like they're there, but they're massive. I was like, dang.
Telling
Bird
you, man.
they're super
Sanctuary.
cool looking, man. They were
Yeah.
huge.
So anytime anyone mentions Bird Sanctuary, I think of The Simpsons and Itchy and Scratchy Land episode. Hans Mole Man calls the bird sanctuary and said, like, because the birds are attacking, and he's like, give me the biggest seed bell that you have. And like the person on the other end must say something. He goes, that's too big. Like, that's the joke. It's like, it's unbelievable. Bruh, with a bird sanctuary. Also in the Americas, the pygmy owl. There's a pygmy owl that lives in a cactus. It's the size of a dollar bill. Unreal. Unreal. An owl that's this big.
You're killing me. I'm drafting all owls for my team,
Oh, I hope
and the name of my
so.
team is going to be
Sorry.
Owl Night, all Owl Night Long.
That's amazing. I hope that's true.
I dared him, so
I mean, I'm
that's
doing it.
my.
I told you guys I
We'll
was doing
see.
it.
We'll see.
It's going to be all owls all the time.
Will you pick the wise owl?
Uh,
Oh,
will I pick
wow.
the
From the
Tootsie
Tootsie
Roll
Rolls?
owl?
Tootsie
Good
Roll Pop.
chips, man.
Oh, I
Good
thought the
chips.
oh, I thought you were talking about that, bro. Yeah. The Tootsie Roll Pop owl. All
Yeah.
right, Shine. Back to
Al
back
Borland?
picks.
Are you gonna pick Al Borland?
right. This I'm
Don't think
taking
so, Bob.
first overall. I believe they're part of giant air show that will be in Ocean City and comes back every year to year. But I feel like everybody gets hyped when you talk about the Blue Angels airplane. Like that whole show, but I know we're just talking about the plane, but the planes themselves just look iconic, and their ability to just cruise and fly and tricks, and I mean it's just nuts and how close they fly together. It's just a cool thing. So I'm taking Blue Angels with the first pick.
The
Is that the name of the
FA-18 Super
plane?
Hornet. It's
I was
FA-18
gonna
Super
say,
Hornet.
I don't
Yeah,
care. I was
but
just curious. Like,
you're
people know
taking
it
like
from
the
Blue
Blue
Angels,
Angels,
right?
right?
Blue
Like the
Angels. Yeah,
team.
gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's
Yeah,
acceptable.
no, I was just curious what it was
Yeah.
called. I gotcha. Okay.
And then second pick. I mean, I've never met anyone that doesn't think they're cool. And then you guys turned me on to make sure that I watched in its entirety the Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And it would not be a
Wow.
raft of flying creatures if I didn't take the Almighty Dragon.
Wow.
Dragons are my second pick.
Didn't even think about that.
Shine, I really
That's
I
unbelievable.
thought no one would have thought of that. And I almost picked it first.
Wow.
I have four different dragons on my list, like by name.
Yeah. I could have
Dracarys.
I wanted dragons first. If I didn't win this last draft, again, that same draft that Beaumar got last place in, I would have taken dragons first overall, but since I had the turnaround, I wanted to go Blue Angels first and then take dragons number two.
Wow.
Man,
That's a huge one.
dragons. I don't think people care about dragons, so I think
You
it's
better.
good pick. I wasn't
No,
even.
but people will think, so are you taking you just taking dragons or are you taking
Yeah,
Game
he's
of
just
Thrones
taking dragons.
dragons?
Yeah,
Yeah, dragons.
dragon from Milan. Who cares?
People love dragons, man.
They got tattoos.
Yeah.
That is
You
why I asked.
powerboaters.
Ragnar was a man, dragon
That is
man.
why that's why I asked
Tattoos.
about the butterfly.
Burninating the
The
peasants.
peasants.
Another Trogdor reference.
Trogdor. Shine's
team name. They got tattoos.
Delete
All right,
that comment.
Jacat, we're
All
back
right,
to you already.
for my second round pick, we're gonna take an owl that lives in Europe and Asia. It is the Eurasian eagle owl. It can have a wingspan of up to 6 feet 2 inches.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Is an adept hunter, both ground warfare and sky warfare. They're basically like the bigger, badder version of the Great Horned Owl.
Yeah, he looks mean.
He looks salty, yeah. Like red eyes, like orange eyes.
Yeah, he ain't messing around.
When you say Europe and Asia, I was going to say Eurasian, and then you said the Eurasian eagle. Wow. Wow. Quite the pick. Quite the pick.
Wise owl.
Owl number
Wise is
two.
the
They're
old owl.
like their scientific name is like Bubo
Yeah, exactly.
Bubo.
Oh, I see that now.
Bubo.
Bubo.
Latin name or whatever.
5.9 pounds. All right, Birdo.
Well, if I can't have dragons, I'm doing what you might expect. The coolest flying superhero there is, Iron Man. Give me Iron Man. My
I was
man's
gonna say, I
Yeah.
knew it was coming for
The Iron
yeah.
Man pick is
He's gonna
officially
get it
Iron
one way or
Man.
another.
So I will pick Iron Man, who flies super fast, super strong, shoots missiles out of his deltoids. Got Jarvis, I mean, who? Unbelievable. Arc reactor, blasting photon bombs from the arm of Galvatron. Give me Iron Man.
Speaking of Galvatron, Megatron was on Bo's list.
He does fly.
Fly?
But that was, well, he like blast his gun down to like shit. I was just,
No, they
the
fly.
Decepticons
I just thought it
fly.
was
It's just
random though.
weird.
Like the
Yeah.
well, the, most of them turn into like planes, so like air vehicles. But
Bo's always talking about Transformers. Like, he's like a closet
has he ever
Transformers
watched?
fan.
Yeah, does he know? I was. All right, I'm up next. I didn't think it would come back to me. I don't know. It's not like an obvious one, but this is the symbol of our nation. So I have to go. It's my favorite sports team. I have to go with the bald, the majestic, the he. They look salty all the time. Like they're just gonna like tear like a bowl out of the ground or something. Like bald eagles, man. They're cool. And I don't know if it helped. Actually, did it help? The person who drafted was an animal draft. I think they won. Oh, Shine, because he had like lion, like Mr. Generico animals. Didn't have like cool animals like wombats and stuff, but bald
Square poop.
eagles, I'm taking them. Yes.
I
I
was
learned.
going bald eagle or Superman.
Yeah.
I
I
went
know. And I was
Superman.
going butterflies or bald eagles. So worked out.
I learned recently, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been, but Bombay National Refuge up in like Smyrna.
Yeah.
Have you guys been there? Apparently.
Bombay Hook. I've seen the sign
Bombay
before.
Hook, yeah. It's like a haven for the American bald eagle. Like there's tons of them apparently. Like you go there and you're
A
like
bird sanctuary, if
definitely
you
going to
will.
see quite a few of them. So that's on our weekend hit list sometime.
When I was out in Washington on the West Coast, they're like seagulls. They're everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So it's like scroll up on the East Coast, it's like you see a bald eagle. It's like, oh my God. Like people stop and stuff, and out there
It's more prominent around
they were
here now.
everywhere.
You
Yeah.
definitely.
Well, I mean, they're coming back, but like they were everywhere out there. And they're massive. Like I'd see some where I was like, dang. Like
You guys also know they can't swim, like they can't float. They can't
yeah.
like get themselves
They
out of
dive down though. Like
Oh,
they fish.
they will skim it to like
Yeah.
grab it with their claws, but if they actually
If they
get
get
in the
in.
water, they can't get themselves back out of the water.
Toast. Dang.
Yeah.
Weakness.
Too heavy or something, I guess.
Phew.
Maybe if they get wet.
I learned
Yeah,
it
their
that it
wings
might
or
be too much.
something.
Like a
Yeah, it
never
was on the
yet.
Americas. This is like a commercial
Yeah, it
for the
was, yeah.
Americas.
Them
They had
fighting the ospreys for food.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
So the
Spoilers.
sea
I haven't got
chickens.
there yet.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
It
All
is. I
right.
agree with that.
Catman, back-to-back picks.
Man, I couldn't. I really wanted to take Eagle to like rub it in your face. I knew you
Eagle.
wanted. I wanted to be like, fly, Eagle, fly.
You can say it anytime you want, Catman. I will accept you.
All right, back to back.
Yeah.
Back to
All
back.
right,
To be
so I
honest,
went
not
into this
much came
draft
off
with
my
only
board.
like six picks. JCat, I texted JCat the other day. I was like, this is my
Yeah.
list, this is my team, and that's all I'm doing. And I'm kicking myself right now because I did think about Iron Man the other day, and I was like, ah, like, and Superman's been on my brain because of the movie and the trailer, and I just figured he was like like when you think of flying, you think of Superman.
Yeah.
This thing, it's we want to talk about like American like military firepower, something that can like go somewhere and just rain down America. We got to talk about the Boeing AH-64 Apache attack helicopter.
Dude, the targeting system that is like integrated into the pilot's helmet where he looks, that gun looks, it's sick,
Yes,
dude. It's
like
unreal.
they would. I would have to talk to. They used to land where I was stationed out in Washington every once in a while. They would do touch and goes, and I used to always go out there when the Apache was coming in, because it was so cool. Like, I mean, it just looks like something out of like a sci-fi movie. Complex flight
Helicopter.
control system, demanding workload. Like it has to have two pilots to process and react while they're flying because it's so technologically advanced. Missiles, like. Rockets, machine guns. I mean, this thing can take out like a small city easily. It's just one of them. The Apache helicopter.
First
Helicopters
pick. like sketch me out, kind of like they're cool looking, but like it's like a Jeep. It's like, where are the doors? Like, I know you can like shut them and stuff, but like people hang, but like in movies, though, when people are hanging out, like lighting people up, it's kind of sweet, like in the
Just cool,
Matrix.
man. And then, I mean, I picked this before, didn't really help me. I'm picking it again. It's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
From
It's
the
a ship that
top
made the Kessel
on the
run in less than
list.
12 parsecs. The Millennium Falcon. I mean, come
Made that
on.
Kessel run in 12 parsec.
Like, let's go, dude.
That was Katie's first initial thought when I told her. She was like, what are you drafting? Things that fly.
Really?
He was like, Millennium Falcon. I was like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. I go, that's exactly where they're thinking, though. And I was like, all right. So, but it lasts until round three.
Depends on what kind of strategy you want to take. You drafting all owls? Are you drafting some fictions and nonfiction?
Woohoo.
Is he gonna swerve or is it gonna continue? All right. Third, second pick in the third round is mine. All right, I don't care. This draft's wild. I could be looking at a fifth place. I ain't scared. As a young lad, as a wee tyke, we all grew up fans of dinosaurs. This one is badass, and it's got to be everyone's favorite. I know like T-Rex is everyone's favorite, but like not mine. Pterodactyls, man, those are cool. Big winged leathery wings with the little claws on the end, swooping down. If people were there, they'd be picking people up, dropping them, taking them out. Pterodactyls are just cool looking.
Yeah.
Pteranodons, I mean, they're all, most people know pterodactyls, but pterodactyls.
That's a fabulous pick. I thought for sure I was gonna get that for my
You
third.
like that? I was gonna try to save it, but I'm like, you know what?
It was on my
Let's just
list,
do it. Let's just do it.
Sean, you were gonna pick
but I'm not
dragons and
drafting anything on my
pterodactyls?
list.
Oh yeah.
I
They're two
just
different
wrote it. I
things.
had just wrote it down last like round. I was like, ah, oh,
Nice.
pterodactyls. I
Yeah,
thought about the new Jurassic Park. They're in there.
yeah.
They gotta go up and
I'm
get
there for it.
that dino egg,
Trying
that
to get that
pterodactyl
ScarJo.
egg.
I'll watch that ScarJo try to chase some dinos. But the thing is, question, little sidebar. In the trailer, I've seen it like 50 times somehow. I don't like search it. It's just commercials and like in front of movies and stuff. When they're on the boat and it's like tilting over and all the
Yeah. How do they get out
Mosasaur,
of that?
how do they get out of that? Like, what's
Impossible.
gonna happen? Is, like, some other dinosaur gonna come up and like scare the other ones away? Like,
Yeah.
they are toast. They are like Sam Darnold toast. Like, how are they getting out of that scenario?
Superman.
They got you. They got you hooked. You're gonna go see it just for that scene. I'm gonna
go see it, but not for that scene. Wee. All right, Birdo. Hey, if you want to draft something real, here we go.
Nah, pterodactyls were really high on my list, but this is shaking out to the all fantasy for me at this point, because Shine may have not thought there's gonna be any singing on this episode. But I can show you the world. I already picked it once. In the
Oh my gosh.
moonshine,
What
kisses
in the
ended. Tell me, J-Cat, when did you last let your heart decide?
when I
Give
decided
me
to
your
draft all
magic
owls.
carpet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
Aladdin's not
my
good. Okay, look,
gosh.
look, look, look. Let me explain. We're talking about the best things that fly. I think riding a magic carpet would be glorious. Like,
Awful. We fall off.
no, they don't fall off, boy. It's magic, bro.
Catch
It's
you. It catch you.
magic.
Get flies in your teeth.
It's like the helicopters and the jeeps of the world.
Bro,
Why you just gonna fall out? You
it's in
fall
the
off.
song. Tumbling, freeway, wheeling. Oh, how does it go? Oh, so over, sideways, and under. Like, you don't fall off the magic carpet. And if you did, he would come down and scoop you up. Like, no problem. It'd be dope. Give me the magic carpet.
You can't win this draft. If you win this draft, you
He
can't.
does have Iron Man though, so that I'll give him that.
What are you talking about? A magic carpet's not amazing. Would not be an awesome thing to fly. Fly. Don't hate.
Does Bill and Ted's phone booth fly?
No, but Charlie
Okay.
Bucket's glass elevator does.
Wow.
No,
Next pick, Bobby Grouch.
that just floats, bruh.
Technically, yeah.
Hope floats, man. Ghetto spokesman.
All right, J-Cat.
All right. For my third pick, we're going to go with our friend Mr. Know-It-Owl, the Tootsie Pop Owl, that's his name, letting you know how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop. A one, a two, a three. Crunch, three.
Three.
Nice rolling of the R.
I know, right?
I was going to ask, can anybody else do that?
No.
Someone told me like white people struggle with that because I can't. I thought it was just me.
Did you?
I got all that soul.
A Spanish person told me that.
No, Miss Seal used to. Miss Seal used to destroy me.
Yes,
Spanish.
Roll your R's, Robbie.
Roberto. Roberto. I can't. I don't. I can't even do it.
And three.
I knew Bobby can do it.
Three.
Crunch. Three.
Wow.
I'd be so pissed off if that owl ate my Tootsie Pop. I would fight his little feathered butt, man. Just wanted to know. I didn't want to, you know, we want you to show me.
Wow. Shine, another owl off the board. Shine, you won't draft an owl just to, like, throw J-Cat's team off.
Well, you guys all know that I'm playing as Temple in our NCAA league. So the owls are starting to become close to my dear heart here. But I'm not going to take them right now.
Better not.
You can relax, there's your cat. Instead, I am going with something else that has a beak, and it's fictional.
And so it's an attic?
We all know that I think we're about 100 or so pages away from the end of the entire Harry Potter series.
Oh,
I would be beak. Beside myself if I didn't draft hippogriffs, specifically Buckbeak,
wow,
as my team. Because you can't take Harry Potter. Harry Potter does not fly. It's the brooms that fly.
The Nimbus 2000?
That's on my list.
The Nimbus 2000.
Buckbeak is not.
But I'm taking Buckbeak. He's a lovable part eagle, part horse, and he's cool, and he flies. So I'm taking hippogriffs or Buckbeak.
This draft is wild.
I've only seen Harry Potter once. So is that like the Griffin thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're cool.
I struggled between drafting that or one of the more famous brooms, but I feel like the hippogriff is more lovable.
Just for an update, next gen stats. 5 out of 15 picks are real things. So 1/3 of our draft right now is our legit flying things. The other 10, not so much. But it's the way the cookie crumbles.
I know, coming right back to me here. I'm taking this. We have one. We use it to keep an eye on our neighborhood because we live in townhomes and the roofs are all 40 feet up in the air, and we've had some issues. So our community invested in one, and I fly that thing, and it is so fun. It goes like way out, takes awesome pictures. Definitely taking the drone.
Mm-hmm.
Drone, yeah. With my fourth pick.
They're whack.
I take that.
You're not whack. You're whack.
I thought about it two rounds
drone
ago.
Shows.
And then I was like, I'm not picking drones.
They are.
But to be fair, when we went to the draft, if we would have stayed after the third round, we could have saw that.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Sweet drone show.
12,000 drones.
In the shape of Vince Lombardi.
Are you going to stay for the drone show after round 3? Am I going to stay here for another 6 hours Till midnight? Nah, I did that twice in a row. I'm good. Sorry, guy.
Although some of the
Swearings.
funniest videos you will see on in the interwebs are mongoloid like idiots chucking things at drones. Get out of my yard and shooting at them.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
We have a type of sparrow in our neighborhood, and whenever I get the drone up, it does not like it. And then, like, all of them come out, and they're like, they haven't like actually taken it out yet, which I'm thankful for, but I think if I got close enough to a nest, they might get brave enough. I think it would be the end of it, but I don't know who would win, drone or sparrow. Those propellers are spinning mighty fast.
Drones. All right.
They might both lose, actually.
Yeah, my team just does not have the power to compete. Like, Rob's is like raw power. Shine is like fantastical power. Birdos is all fantasy. J-Cats are all owls. Meanwhile, I have pterodactyls, butterflies, and eagles. I just don't. So, we're gonna see how it shakes out. You never know. Never know. J-Cat. Your
right,
fourth
so for my
all
fourth
pick.
round pick, this is one of my favorite Disney characters of all time and one of my favorite animated movies.
Ooh.
The movie is The Sword in the Stone, and Merlin has a companion. His name is Archimedes. He is an owl. And he's got a very dry sense of humor, and he's very impatient, but he's very wise. And just his interactions throughout the movie is hilarious. I fell in love with him when I was a little kid, the first time I saw Sword of the Stone. He's one of my favorite parts of that movie. So no owl lists would be complete without my man Archimedes.
Pick. Archimedes. He is an owl. He is jerk too. He's like salty looking.
Yeah, he's always like, this dumb kid.
Back to you, Birdo.
All right. I feel like I kind of painted myself into a corner thus far. I can't be picking DeLorean, Iron Man, and a magic carpet and then end up picking a hummingbird. Like, that just would not round off my team very well. So I got to stick. Like, I committed to it. I'm going with this. And I might raise some eyebrows with this pick. But when there are multiple species all bound together by a common creed, language, and code, this is the way. I'm picking the race of the Mandalorian. They fly with jetpacks, and they're awesome. All Mandalorian.
I mean, if we're accepting Iron Man, you can't deny that.
Yeah, I mean the Mandalorian's
No, no,
flying.
no, no, no. I was just saying, do they all fly? I guess they.
I looked it up. Do Mandalorians fly?
Jetpacks. The jetpacks fly. Yeah,
My
Jetcat.
backpack's got jets, jets, jets. I'm Boba, the Fett, Fett.
Are we thinking that Mandalorian don't fly?
No.
Because we've seen them flying around a
I'm
bunch.
just saying, do you need to pick Boba Fett or The Mandalorian? That's what I'm thinking. Like,
Many Mandalorian fly using jetpacks.
yeah, but not all Mandalorians fly.
They're a
I don't
prominent
think you.
feature of the Mandalorian culture, used by commandos and other figures such as Jango and Boba Fett. I mean, I didn't pick Watto because he
I don't
flies.
think it matters, Rob.
Well,
If it's puts
yeah, it's probably.
Mandalorian or
I'm not. Yeah, it's
Mandalorians,
fine.
like, yeah, but
You
I
most
get
likely
it.
got Diltz's vote with that pick right there.
They're
Wow,
sweet.
it's been a while since season two or whatever, so.
Jetpacks offer Mandalorian a significant advantage in battle, allowing them to quickly reach high ground, flank enemies, and maneuver in challenging environments. It's dope.
Whack.
What? Say I won't pick the Rocketeer. Say I won't do it, Rob. Say I won't.
Never even seen that.
The Rocketeer. I'm the only one that would vote for the Rocketeer. So, like, I to
Take
pick
him. Take it. Take it. You won't.
it.
I won't. All right, I was going to say this for the fifth round. I don't think Catman would pick this, but after the some of this nonsense, I'm just going to top it all off. I'm going Santa's sleigh.
Yeah,
Oh,
was on my list.
wow.
Santa
Damn it.
and his sleigh, because he doesn't technically fly, right? It's just a sleigh. So,
The
yeah, I'm going
reindeer.
Santa's
Well, it's the
sleigh.
reindeer,
The
really, if we want to
reindeer
get
fly.
technical. But yeah, it's the
True, but
whole.
he's got the magic. Yeah. So I'm just saying a sleigh with the reindeers. Imagine that picture on the draft board,
Yeah,
like,
he got the magic sleigh.
he
I got
gonna
one.
fly here. He gonna fly there. Liver
I got
Friday.
nine.
Today.
That is the worst song.
Man.
Santa Sled.
That's a good
Santa
one.
Claus. Sammy Claus.
Definitely did not think of that.
Yeah,
Not
it popped in
even.
my head randomly.
And Slay and Pterodactyl.
Right below Falcons on
Solid.
my list.
With the Monarch Butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
I like it.
Right. Catman, back to back picks, your last two picks.
These are cool birds, man. It's not an eagle. It's not even a falcon. It's not even an owl. I don't even care. I'm going mallard duck, baby.
Mallard.
I was waiting for like a hawk or something. Mallard
no.
duck. Mallard duck. What?
Careful. They didn't get me anywhere on the meats draft.
No, they're cool. I, you know,
not
Oregon
fancy or
ducks,
roasted.
Like their colors come from, you know, ducks are cool, man.
Where, finish that. Where do their colors come from? I'm about to learn something.
Ducks.
You said ducks, their colors come from, and then you stop. And you
no,
say,
I said Oregon ducks. Their colors come from like mallard ducks. Like they take
yeah.
their colors from like different types of ducks.
Mallard ducks.
I don't even care at this point. This is going to be, I got a weird team, but I'm going space shuttle.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
81 to 2011 when NASA was like sending up Discovery and Columbia, like the space shuttle.
Yeah. We won't talk about the Challenger.
No, oh. No.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a,
but, no, it was always cool to watch
yeah.
that, watch
yeah.
the launches, see them come up. And then when they come back down, going up into space, you know, exploration before we, you know, contracted it out to billionaires to do it for us. Yeah, space shuttle.
When are we going to get to the moon?
There's no reason to go back, really. But is the moon made of cheese?
If the moon was made of spare ribs, would you eat it then?
Is that Will Ferrell like Harry Carey?
That's Harry Carey, yeah.
Wow.
Moses Alou settles under the ball.
Wow. Moses Alou. Don't you think of the Expos when you hear that name?
Every yeah, that and the line
Felipe
of the
Alou?
Nah.
I'm contemplating over my last pick, and I don't know what to do. I have some like generic picks that are cool. All right. So this one, whether you think it's real or not is up to you, but they are 100% real. Whether they're portrayed in fiction and covered up by government conspiracies and agencies. I'm taking UFOs, or now they're called unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs. And there's a bunch of different like acronyms for them. But like UFOs are cool, whether they're like, you know, saucer shaped, but like to think that we're the only things on the planet is kind of small, or not
mm-hmm.
yeah, in the galaxy is kind of like small minded. So like, and there's clear evidence of these things, you know, probably daily that, you know, that we, you know, may or may not know about, but just all the, they're just cool. Like think about what this other technology could be and how cool is Independence Day. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
like ugly aliens flying spacecraft through the air. I'm taking UFOs. Cool.
I literally almost did that. I had
it
was like space shuttle, UFO, and then I was like,
Mallard
man.
Ducks, you know.
Well, but people might be like, oh, I don't like
I
UFOs, they
hate.
Scare me, or they're
I
not,
know.
You know.
I know.
So I was like,
I know.
Whatever. Flip a coin why someone doesn't like something.
I agree. I
or
agree.
Like it. So
and I don't know. This is kind of a weird draft, so throw some things out there and see what sticks. So
but they're not those fire in the sky aliens, I'll tell you that much.
The movie still scares me.
Yeah,
dude,
it's terrible.
Dude,
terrible.
Travis Bickle. No, that's Taxi Driver. What's his name?
Has that been debunked? Because that was like based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Travis,
I don't know if it was. They were lumberjacks.
No one was going out there and like
Travis
to, like,
Walton.
Yeah.
Debunk it or whatever at this point.
Wow. Look at the actual guy. Rob, Googled Fire in the Sky. Travis
is it D.B.
Walton.
Sweeney? Was that the actor?
That's the actor, yeah.
Copic.
Do you see him? His mustache?
If you guys ever came across an actual alien,
myself, like in Signs, in the birthday party scene,
what,
when it's in the background.
You, what movie alien would you be Most scared to run into? Which one, and which one would be most disappointing? Like, if you were like, oh my God, all my life I was scared of these aliens, and look at this thing, it's like 3 inches tall.
Mean, I'd probably be scared of the xenomorph the most, or maybe like a predator that
Yeah,
counts as an
predator. I think
alien. I don't
predator,
know.
like, just.
That's an alien, I guess. But if you're thinking of like classic, like, you know, a gray creature or
I don't
whatever.
want to see any of them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
I know they ain't trying to
that
see me.
much.
That's all I'm
I
saying.
love the
I would like to
sign.
hang out
Catch some
with Paul,
hands.
though. He's pretty sweet alien, dude.
Who? Paul.
Paul.
Sure. I don't know. Jake, Shine, I wouldn't mind running into ET, hang out with him for a
Oh,
little
yeah,
bit.
that's a good one. Katie hates him, by the way. That is like her number one. No.
That
Mars
finger
attacks
gets you.
aliens.
All right. Birdo, fifth rounder.
I don't know if I've ever had to scramble so much for a fifth round pick, because I just can't deviate from my first four picks. I sort of picked something similar to this, but again, if we're talking about things that fly and we all hate stuck being in traffic, I want the flying car from the Jetsons. And we are actually getting pretty close to this technology. Like, there are flying vehicles that are basically giant drones that just fly,
Yeah.
but I want a flying car, the Jetsons flying car. You
Nice.
have Astro on a leash in his own private pod.
Yes.
I could put like Grant in the back pod, chill with him. So give me the flying car from the Jetsons.
Like it. Solid pick.
I had so many more actual flying things, like real things, like on my list, and like not than fictional. So I'm like just surprised the way this has turned, but I'm also surprised by the all owl team. So I love it, and it's pretty jerk.
Well,
Will
bro,
it help
it
or
didn't shake
whatever?
out that way. Like, I didn't plan that. I was gonna pick one animal, I was gonna pick one vehicle, I was gonna pick one person, but it just that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
All right, J-Cat.
So for my last round pick, I am torn between two fictional characters. Both appeared in books and the movie based on the book line. So I'm having a hard time trying to figure out who I want to go
The
with
Owls
here.
of Gahool?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
No.
Soren from the Guardians of Ga'Hoole,
No.
and then Hedwig from Harry Potter.
Oh,
So
no brainer.
I like one better, but I know which one will be better for the team. It's going to be Hedwig. We'll go with Hedwig. Snowy Owl, she was awesome. Provided companionship and, wisdom and all kinds of fun things for Harry. We won't mention what happens in the Deathly Hallows. Either way, I think those are two really, really cool characters, but we're going to go with Hedwig. That will round out my team of all owls because you asked for it and you got it, baby.
I thought it was gonna be
All
all
night
real owls too, but
long.
it's that was
Yeah.
a solid team. Solid team of owls. And Shine, rounding out the things that fly draft.
Things that fly. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this gentleman. Sometimes I dream that he's me.
Absolutely.
Bum bum bum.
No, we talked about that. He doesn't fly.
What are you talking? He does fly.
He
His
totally flies.
nickname is Air Jordan. You don't get that
Okay.
nickname.
Okay, his nickname is J Cat, and he's not an actual feline.
Fantastic.
Meow.
Yeah, see? Listen.
You're not getting Michael Jordan.
If what? You're not
100%
getting Michael
not getting
Jordan.
Michael Jordan. He does not fly.
He does fly. This
Doesn't
is.
even glide.
Oh my gosh. Now you're just
Can
mad.
he stay in the air for more than 5 seconds?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you hit pause.
5 seconds.
Yeah, you hit
You hit
pause.
pause.
And then you hit
Yep.
play again, and he's still there.
Dead. It's dead.
Fine.
There's no chance with the fifth round pick you're getting Michael Jordan.
Awesome.
Shine's always
Good
pu
try.
Shine's
Good try,
pushing the
Shine.
envelope.
Good try, buddy.
I
He was
had
on
to try
my
to
list
help him
too.
too. He tried to help him too. J-Cat was like, yeah,
Yeah.
it's a good one.
Yeah.
This was on my list. I was gonna try to get it. I was gonna try to see if you guys would let that fly.
And I was scared of J-Cat until I realized that he was going all owls, and then I was like, all right, He's not an owl, so we can I can rest easy a little bit here, I think. Well, now I'm kind of stuck. I want to go with. All right, I'm gonna go try this one next. These are, I don't know. I think children still do it. We definitely had a whole lot of fun making them in hundreds of different ways. I think there's even a book on how to make them and probably YouTube videos on how to fly them the best. I'm going with the old school. We were bored, so we made paper airplanes.
That was on Bomar's list twice, by the way.
Nice. I don't need them twice. I just need them once.
I hate paper airplanes. I hate making them. I hate flying them. I can't stand them. But I like, it's a good pick. People are gonna like it, but
Sometimes I was terrible at it. Sometimes I would make one that would go all the way across.
yeah.
And I
I could
think
never make the super sleek ones. I just, yeah.
more times I think it was more in like the wrist and how you just let it go than it was actually in how you built it. But that's a good Nauman question. He probably has made
All in the
the
wrist.
most amazing paper airplanes in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paper airplanes.
All
Rounds
right.
out the things that fly draft. Shine, do you have three honorable mentions?
I do. If you weren't going to let me have paper airplanes, I was going to go with the classic and very important and more understood now, none other than the honeybee, because they make yummy honey. So bees, and then we'll go with
Bees.
the weird and nocturnal and apparently blind bat. And then the cute and lovable, you referenced it like 100 times, I think, since we were preparing for these. None other than the flying that don't fly, they just glide squirrel.
Jcat.
All right, I'll go ahead and give some honorable mentions that aren't owls.
I was gonna say, is he gonna go more owls or is he gonna
I
switch
mean,
it
I
up?
could. All right, so honorable mention owls. We'll do two segments. We would go with Bubo from Clash of the Titans, 1981 movie. Bubo was the owl companion to Perseus that the gods provided. Really cool stop motion in that, kind of like cutting edge stuff. Bubo was a cool character. Then we'll go with, obviously, we'll mention Soren again from the Guardians of Ga'Hoole. Mr. X, X the Owl on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood had a huge part in that show of teaching companionship and like life lessons and things like that. So he lived in a street in the land of make believe in the neighborhood. So Mr. X the Owl for sure. We'll get on there. And then non-owl honorable mentions, the Goodyear blimp, because it read Ice Cube's pimp. Voltron, gotta put my man in there. Voltron for sure. And then from Ernest Goes to Camp, Turtle Paratroopers.
So happy
Wait, what? Turtle
together.
Turtle
paratroopers?
Paratroopers. Remember,
I can't
they put little
see
parachutes on the
nobody.
turtles and
No, don't
launched
want to look it
them
up.
out, and they like were be eating people's face.
While playing the turtles, so happy together.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Really?
Gay Peach's Turtle Rodeo is where they came from.
The picture, it just shows like a still of the movie with two turtles parachuting in like a blue sky. Wow. Ernest P. Worrell. All right. Birdo.
All right, I couldn't pick this because I went with the Mandalorian, but the speeder bikes from Star Wars are awesome. Like, I think they are so cool, and I have a theme. Like, I want to be able to, like, obviously ride things that fly. I thought I would pick a hummingbird, hands down. Like, oh, that's definitely going on my list because I think they're awesome, but it didn't fall that way. And who doesn't love a lightning bug? Let's go. Those
Fireflies,
summer
yeah.
night fireflies, the summer bug, or the summer nights where you're just like collecting them little like glowing specks of gloriousness in a jar.
Takes me back to my childhood big time when I think of that.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't, would Batman have counted?
I looked it up. He doesn't fly, he glides.
He
I
doesn't
know,
fly.
but that's why I asked. I know he doesn't fly.
The
I'm not an
Batwing
idiot.
flies.
That was on my list, but I almost was my
Sylvain.
first pick, honestly. It's just cool looking, but
Yeah, we went with butterflies or the bat wing. Yeah, let's choose butterfly.
The votes, boy. I can't believe just planes like a
Right.
Boeing 747 was not picked. Like, They're just so practical and, just made travel so easy. Hot air balloons, I can't believe weren't picked.
They were
Just
high on my
as,
list. I
yeah,
think they're
I just thought they
awful.
would. Yeah, I would never be in one, but they're kind of cool looking. You know what I mean? They're just cool looking. And Joe Dirt's got a, tooth
Remember the
shape on
hot
him.
air balloon festival they used to have in Milton every year? They
Yeah,
just
the
like
Milton Balloon
dropped it.
Festival.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
it
went to
was.
one in. I went to one in Portland. It was kind of cool. Daffodils and hot air balloons.
Dirigibles?
Dirigibles? Jake had said the Batwing, but I would say a Star Wars X-Wing was on my list too. Things that
Yeah.
fly, so just cool. But
Y-wing too. Bomber.
yeah, with Millennium Falcon, I was like, meh. So yeah, I have a couple more things, but Rob, maybe he'll say puffins.
Wow, no, but puffins, they're cool.
Puffins are cool.
They are great.
A golden eagle? It's not a bald eagle, but they're like similar to bald eagles, but they're just cool. They're like they
Like
have like a
Marquette's
golden
mascot.
head.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just as big. They're kind of like darker looking. Peregrine falcon.
Heck yeah.
Man, the picture of them
Fastest
like diving
flying
into the
animal
water, they
on
just look like straight death
Aren't they the
from
fastest? Is
above.
that what you said, Jacob?
Yep, they're
The
fastest. I
fastest?
think I drafted them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
240 miles per hour maximum
there
speed.
you go. Yeah, the F-22 Raptor jet fighter, like pff,
That was on Bo's list
America.
too.
Not to be confused with the F-35 strike fighter, which is a joint thing. The
Yeah.
Raptor's better, bro.
Like, I mean, I'm not picking up a 747 over a Raptor.
Heck
Like,
no, man.
let's be real here.
Vertical thrust.
Yeah. And then I had bumblebees, but Shine already said honeybees. Bees are cool.
They are.
They pollinate, a bee's in the
There's
trap.
in our flower. I hope she let me pollinate.
So Bomar sent me his list, and I'll just say a couple
Amazing.
that hasn't been mentioned yet. He had a lot of things we drafted. The Wright brothers. I told you guys that, but he said the Wright brothers. Frisbees. That was on his list.
I was not drafting for I've drafted frisbees and I got roasted for it. For
Oh,
and what
yeah.
was it, the outdoor draft? I can't remember, but
Boys.
toys, the toys draft. Yeah, no way.
He had Neo. But seaplanes. I don't know. Is that a
Seaplanes.
plane that like glides in the water
Yeah,
like those things? Okay, like
that
a
can
plane.
land
Yeah,
on the
means a
sea.
plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are cool. They are cool. Yep.
Flying fish, he said. And he said hand gliders.
Yeah. That was on my
Hang
list.
gliders or hand gliders?
He died in a hang gliding accident. What
Either
an
or.
idiot. Oh, okay.
That's how Duke got captured in the mass device. His hang glider got shot down.
Yeah.
Those are some of Beaumont's picks. So solid draft, another draft. I can't wait to hear. Can't wait to hear what we should have drafted from people. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? I feel like it's gonna be all over the place. So should be fun. Before we wrap up, I'm gonna do my honor roll section. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm down the crunch time, and like I don't think about what's been like sweet or cool the last couple weeks. But for my B honor roll, this is gonna be a song. And it's from a lesser known artist that I've never really heard of. I s heard this song in like this dance video last summer, but I just kind of like thought about it recently. It's by the artist. His name's NF, and he's a white rapper. And he, but I don't, pretty sure he doesn't curse, or at least there's no cursing in this song, but it's called The Search. So look up NF, The Search. It's a solid song. And if you have Spotify or whatever, you could like watch it with the lyrics. It's a good song. It like starts slow and then it speeds up and then it slows back down again. And then it speeds up and you could picture like if you could picture. I actually want to show you the, send you the video of the group dancing to it. It's fire. So NF The Search, and my A honor roll is not that it was like the most amazing thing ever. Rob mentioned it earlier, but Thunderbolts. The new Marvel movie, it's kind of like a solid return to form. It's not, Infinity War, Endgame, like type of like No Way Home, Spider-Man stuff, but it was a fun movie. I laughed. It was good action. It's entertaining. Makes me ready for Fantastic Four in July. So go see Thunderbolts and you'll. GK, did you see it?
No, I haven't. I'm planning on trying to get out this weekend
Okay.
to see it, but we'll
Because if
see.
you. I feel like they're spoiling stuff with like new promo stuff lately. So like, if you can avoid it, because it's the twist at the end, I think is pretty cool. So I wasn't
Gotcha.
expecting it, but so yeah, those are my honor rolls. And to wrap it up, we're gonna do some trivia. So Catman, You were the first pick. Do you have some trivia ready for us?
I do.
Trivia.
So eagles are protected, right? Bald eagles and golden eagles. There's a protection act to keep them protected. You can be punished financially if you kill one. So these are the numbers. Like, what is the fine for killing a bald eagle or a golden eagle?
Okay.
Is it A, $50,000?
You.
B, $25,000? C, $150,000? Or D, $100,000?
$1 million. You should have just did
Dude.
And this is just for your first offense?
Who kills an owl a second time? Or
Yeah.
eagle, I mean, sorry. Sorry,
Well, that'll
owl
be
brain.
$25 out of 25,000.
You can also be in prison for a year. That's not part of the that's just for everyone's facts.
That's insane, dude. Just
Yeah.
$25.
I heard a story of like a farmer who like an owl kept like attacking their like pigs and stuff. And he's like, why he had like no choice, but like I gotta take care of this eagle. I'm sorry, an eagle that was attacking like his animals. Like he had to do it. And like he got dealt with.
Hey
Get
man, it
dealt with, I get
happens.
dealt with.
I guess it's risk that jail time, Rob, and that big fine.
Got all the answers in. The answer is $100,000.
You.
So J-Cat and Shine were correct. Crozier Brothers were not.
Man, what you gonna have to mortgage your house because you killed an eagle? You gonna work the rest of your life to pay off that eagle debt?
Why are you killing eagles? Like, don't do it. It's
Yeah.
against the law. Like, I.
I just told you they be eating my pigs, boy.
My pigs.
Yeah, if you do it a second time, it can be up to $250,000 and a felony, Class A felony.
Dang.
So you kill two eagles, you owe 350 grand.
And a year in prison.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Right, number two. My question. Hot air balloons were invented in the 18th century in France.
False
I'm
head.
gonna give you a little factoid, a little story before I ask the question, but you're gonna be thinking about which animals were not in the first flight of a hot air balloon. Okay. But this balloon, so obviously when they tested it, they tested unmanned flights and then they put animals in and then they went to people to make sure it was safe. But the balloon rose as high as 600 meters and after traveling for more than 2 miles, landed safely in a field after the fabric became damaged. The animals were then inspected by a physician who determined they were alive and well. And so the three animals became pioneers of hot air balloon flight and paved the way for successful human flights of the future. For their brave efforts, these three animals were hailed as heroes and even got to spend their remaining days in the menagerie in Versailles, in France. So, which of these animals was not in that hot air balloon? Was it A, sheep, B, duck, C, rooster, D, chicken? Which one was not in the hot air balloon? Sheep, duck, rooster, chicken.
I feel like there's all flaws to all of them being in hot air balloons.
Yeah.
So in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they have a huge hot air balloon festival like every year. And I thought I knew the three animals. I did not. And I don't know if I got this one right, but I think I knew two of the three. And I chose between one of the two that I wasn't sure of.
Everybody sent their answer with an emoji, as I would have hoped. I thought nobody got it right, so I thought I was going to get the point. Shine says rooster. Birdo says duck. Catman says duck. J-Cat says chicken with a football. The correct answer is a chicken was not included in the first flight. None of you said sheep somehow, by the way.
That makes
Well,
sense.
because it can't
Yeah.
fly.
It can't
I
fly
guess they could
out.
put a cover over
True, but
it.
they were all
Right.
other birds. So I was like, well, why would a sheep be in there? But yeah.
Chicken don't fly.
Chicken was a complete guess. I had no clue. I was like, I'll just go with chicken.
I can't believe, yeah, Jake got two for two. To chickens
Not that
were
they
not.
couldn't like clip the duck's wings or something, but
I was thinking, I went with rooster over chicken because of like their attitudinal. I felt like they wouldn't want like
Pecking the balloon.
something so,
Explorers.
yeah.
600 meters high, 2 miles it flew. They were well behaved. They were probably tranked. Just laying in the basket.
Yeah, back.
All right, Birdo.
You know, I'd love to drop some knowledge on you before I ask the question. Hummingbirds are among the most fascinating creatures on planet Earth. They are the only bird that can hover. They can fly like 500 miles in a single journey. And they consume twice their body weight every day in nectar. But this fact is nuts.
Sweet nectar.
Their hearts beat at an incredible rate. How many times does a hummingbird's heart beat per minute?
Think I know this, by the way. I'm not joking. I have to hear the
1,200?
choices, but I'm pretty
Okay.
sure.
1,200, 1,500, 2,000, or 4,000? How many beats per minute does the hummingbird's heart beat? 1,200, 1,500, 2,000, or 4,000? Wow. Okay. I'm going to say this. You all guessed the same guess, and you're all wrong. You all guessed 2,000. And here's what I noticed. I feel like every time I ask a question, it has something to do with numbers, and I can never tell where to put the correct answer. You don't want to always put it in B or C. So I put it this time at the very beginning. 1,200 beats per minute. I don't want to throw y'all off. I'm not trying to trick you, but I was like, 4,000 is like awfully high. Like you could be able to get rid of that and then maybe kind of try to figure it out. But the correct answer is 1,200. It was A. And I didn't want to make that the last choice. So.
I will say this, you threw me off with your insane amount of beats, whatever. So like 4,000 was totally in play for me. And I was like,
I
Sean.
should have, I did
Yeah,
want
but
to
they're
say
all insane.
1,200 like right away.
1,200
I should have
beats
just went
per
with
minute?
my
Oh,
gut.
I
I
thought it
know.
was 2,500. That's why I guess 2,000. I thought I remember
Quick,
25 something.
quick goat thinking. That's 20 times a second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. JCAT.
Earlier tonight, I mentioned the Goodyear blimp as a honorable mention. The first Goodyear blimp, named the Pilgrim,
We not
had
named
its
blimp.
first flight in 1925. Now, the Goodyear blimp has become synonymous with sporting events, as often the Goodyear blimp flies over different sporting events like the Super Bowl, the Rose Bowl, Indianapolis 500, Daytona, whatever it may be, right? To date, this is the estimated amount of sporting events that a Goodyear blimp has flown over. So I will give you four choices. The first would be 5,000 sporting events. That's A. B is 3,500 sporting events. C is 2,500 sporting events. Or D, 4,500 sporting events.
Did you say 35,000 or 3,500?
3,500, sorry.
Yeah, he said 3,500.
So 25, 35, 4,500, or 5,000? All these numbers are bonkers. I mean,
They are.
100 years? How many can fly in a year? How many sporting events are there?
But you got to know that's a fleet of blimps. It's not just one. They
That's
have a
it.
whole place of like, and they're not even blimps anymore. They're actually like air vehicles or something, some other technical term because of how they're constructed. All right, everybody's got their answers
A
in.
zeppelin.
Nobody got it right,
Oh.
which is not surprising. It's shot in the dark, right? Bobby said 4,500. Eric said 5,000 and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Good job. Catman said 5,000 as well. And Shinebox said 3,500. The actual number is 2,500. 2,500 flyovers or appearances at sporting events as Goodyear blimp have been a part of, which is crazy. I mean, I know it's 100 years and all, but That's just a lot of freaking blimps going places and hanging out.
That was kind of my first thought because I was like, all right, so 52 weeks a year
times
100 years. What are they? Maybe every other week they're doing something. And I was like, nah, want to hurt? Yeah, nah. You got me, boy. You got me good. Trick me up. Trixies.
I'm trying to Trixies.
All right. Last one, Shine.
All right. I did this in honor of Bo, who was not able to participate. Switched it up. I had a totally different question. But we all know that if Bo Mar was here tonight, at some point, he would have chosen a unicorn as one of his favorite flying objects. And that is without a doubt, I assume, correct? So, in many legends and fantasy stories, what is the unicorn's horn traditionally believed to possess? Is it A, healing powers, B, the ability to grant wishes, C, the power to control the weather, or D, the strength to break any curse?
I feel like I should know this.
What a fantastic question.
It's either, oh man.
One more time, Shine.
In many
never ending story.
I don't need the question, just the choices. Okay.
Healing powers, the ability to grant wishes, the power to control the weather, or D, the strength to break any curse.
Did you come up with all these choices?
Heck no.
Oh, so you That's found this TV. Question somewhere, right? Oh, okay. You said create a unicorn trivia question?
Heck yeah.
Wow.
And 3 seconds later, voila, it's there. Guys, ChatGPT, I'm serious. It's like the calculator back when we were kids, and the teachers used to always say, you're never going to have a calculator wherever you go. And guess what? We have it right on our wrists and our hands constantly. Just get used
That's
to
a root
it. Don't hate. Just learn how to use it.
Appreciate.
Yep. I appreciate your avatar.
Don't hate. Appreciate.
It's way cooler than your first one. I like the hoodie with the drawstrings coming down.
Now you need a Coca-Cola.
Fashionable. We're all in. Rob said the power to grant wishes.
I need to get this one right. I have zero.
Bobby said the power to dab. No, just kidding. He did a dabbing unicorn, which is awesome. He said to control the weather.
Jake, no way.
It's healing. And Eric thinks it's the curse breaker. Did you guys all guess a different one?
I think we did.
Control weather. You did. And the correct answer was healing power.
Say it's either healing or curse breaker.
Good job, J Cat. You know your unicorns. Bomar, yay! I'm proud of you.
You
Bro, what did
off.
You say?
The whole
I said
rainbow.
Grant wishes.
Knowing they're associated with rainbows, I thought they somehow were able to like manipulate the weather to create rainbows.
Thought.
Good I don't think unicorns are unicorns with rainbows usually.
Yeah. Rainbow unicorn?
Delaney has one in her.
The cat riding it?
Like their tails are rainbows.
It's bigger than
I. Not all the time.
They fart rainbows.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, no, not all the time. And like
I don't think they're synonymous with each other.
Pinkie Pie?
All right, so if we Google unicorn right now, Google Images, will the majority have pictures of rainbows with them?
Did you type unicorn or unicron?
Yes, unicron!
Two of the four unicorns had rainbow hair.
This one has a rainbow in the background, rainbow in the background. Rainbow in the background.
Shira's horse Swiftwind has rainbow wings.
Yeah, it would have been a killer pick if one of us drafted it for sure. But
I had Pegasus on my list. I wasn't going to go unicorn.
True. Do unicorns fly?
Yes.
Or do Pegasus fly? Pegasuses.
Pegasuses.
Pegasi.
Rhombi.
Yeah. Delaney's unicorn and her stuff, like her stuffed unicorn, is bigger than I am. It takes up like half a room.
Many stories and depictions, unicorns have the ability to fly, often attributed to magical powers.
They don't all have wings, but I don't think that matters.
Yeah.
All unicorns don't have wings?
Yeah.
That's just a horse.
That's a Pegasus.
No, it has
a horn.
Spike.
Horn.
Spike. Rhino horn.
I thought you were going to ask what is the horn made out of. I was like, yo, ice cream cone. Like, I
Hold
don't...
on. Let me ask ChatGPT.
What are unicorn horns typically made out of? Bone?
Hold on.
Bone saw?
Let's see.
Is ready.
A unicorn's horn is often called an alicorn. It's usually depicted as a spiraled solid horn, made of magical substance with healing and purifying properties.
The healing powers, boy.
But in real life, the narwhal tusk is actually just a long spiral tooth. Tooth.
Yes. Didn't know that. It goes through its mouth, up through its face.
That is nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tooth.
Yeah, that brick tooth. All right, boys. Closing thoughts on our Flying Things episode. Wrapping it up. Catman, closing thoughts.
Speaking of wrapping it up, I'm gonna, since it's the fly draft,
Oh, I
we
thought we were
fly
about to go
high.
like crazy, not G rated here.
Jim Jones, we fly high. No lie. You know this. Foreign rides outside. It's like showbiz. We stay fly. Ballin'. No lie.
That's
You
important.
know this. The fly draft.
Was that on Def Jam Rap Star, though?
No, I don't. It might. Yeah, it might have been.
Jim Jones was definitely on it. I think it was. The video game Def Jam Rap Star features several songs by Jim Jones, including Will You Fly High?
It's on there. I just found it as you
Okay.
read
All
it.
right. Shine, closing thoughts.
I am riding so high off of my win for the movie draft rom-com. That's my first win in a long time. It's been kind of bothering me a little bit lately. So this season's already been made for me, but I think I have a team here that is going to contend for back-to-backness. Bo automatically comes in last place because he didn't show up, right? So he's got back-to-back sixes.
That's not how it works, but okay.
It should
As
be.
Bo would say, shut up, Jason.
I thought we were gonna go one episode without hearing that, but I guess not. So awesome draft. I had a lot of fun. I like how we kind of all thought that this was gonna go in one direction, and I think it went in a totally different direction. Definitely didn't see JCat rounding out a whole team of owls.
JCat.
Fun draft, fun preparing for it, and then just deciding to take the challenge to do a team of all owls. I wanted to see if I could do it, and I think I got a pretty sweet team of owls. Obviously, I don't know what it's going to do for me in the voting, but who cares? It was just a cool little thing to do. So we'll see. I like my team name as well. Good episode all around. Here we go.
They said it couldn't be done, but you did it.
You did it. I'm not going to watch Sword in the Stone.
Birdo.
If Rob is gonna exit this podcast with a rap song about fly, I'm gonna say gator boots with the pimped out Gucci suits. Ain't got no job, but I stay sharp. Can't pay my rent, 'cause all my money's spent. But that's okay. 'Cause I'm still fly, still fly. So had to put the word fly in there.
Big time.
Hood Rich.
No idea how my team is going to do. I'm kind of scratching my head just looking at it. But they're all cool things that fly. So we're going to give Aladdin's magic carpet another shot at this draft and see how the chips fall.
Against Millennium Falcon again.
Bro, vehicles, man. They're vehicles. We going back to Iron Man. And the magic carpet. And my verse for this week is 1 Timothy 4:7.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
I got a question, bro. When for the Google form, like the answer portion, it gets broken down into many different ways. Like you can break it down individually or by person. Like I say, we give a prize to the people who vote for all 10 drafts by the end of the season. If you're a 10-time voter, you might get some swag coming your way.
I do have some stickers.
How about like a Life's Draft calendar?
Or a signed copy of The Missing Chums by Blaise. Or you get a
True.
Copy of
True.
Jason's book report. I mean, let's go.
True. Do we have that? Sean, do you have that framed?
The Missing Chums?
No,
the book
the
report.
The book report. No, I don't have it framed. I
do
have
have
it
it?
Somewhere. I do.
That might need to be the prize. Sign it and then.
It doesn't need to be framed. It needs to be one of those plastic sleeves that used to put reports in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sleep protectors.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sean,
you guys are creating a lot of work for me. So that's cool.
All right. Let's go.